Someday I'll be a farmer, working the land. I wish I was a farmer to work with my hands.
It's the spring planting issue of Food for Thought.
I do wish I were a farmer, at least in my own backyard. I love gardening. I'm not good at it the way I'm good at cooking, which comes so naturally to me. But this year, things are going well already, Stein.
Well, what have you got going in the yard?
Well, for one thing, I found a book at a yard sale last year called Square Foot Gardening. And they've got a website, in fact, I just recently checked out. The idea is that you take your garden bed, and I have four of them, and divide it into squares. And you can plant each little square foot easily and quickly. And then you can put different things in the different squares. And then you can replace them as you pull them up.
Well, what have you got in the square feet?
I've got rainbow chard and spinach. I've got fava beans growing because those are really expensive.
Yeah, it's very nice with liver.
And a nice Chianti. I'm growing radicchio. So things like radicchio and fava beans that are expensive when you go out and buy them.
Yeah.
It seems like that makes some sense to me. Hey, you know what I also got this year?
What?
A topsy-turvy, upside-down, magical tomato grower.
Isn't that amazing?
Does
it really,
seen
really
on TV.
Work?
Well, we'll see. Just shove a tomato plant upside down and hang it up.
And
you
wait
know, the
for
only
it
tomatoes,
to confess?
Yes, they're going to confess that they can't grow around here, right?
Nobody really does very well with tomatoes around here, do they?
Well, I mean, I think people do, but I think the people who do really have that green thumb that I just do not own.
Well, whatever it is, I don't think I have a green thumb, but I just grow stuff that kind of takes care of itself. The garlic is looking really robust. I think it's going to be ready to go in another couple of weeks or so.
I need you to tell me, when do I pull my garlic? Because I took your advice and I planted a whole bed full. They're big, they're beautiful, but when do I pull them up and dry them?
When you've got three or four leaves have gone yellow, that's the time to dig one up, take a look at it, and see if it looks like it's ready, you know, to pull. And then, of course, you've got to cure them. You've got to hang them for a couple of weeks in a place with good air circulation.
Sometimes I really feel guilty about gardening because I think, really, Nancy, you have to water this garden, you have to take care of it, you spend money on stuff, when really you could just go to the store or the farmer's market even and get absolutely fresh lettuces or beautiful fresh potatoes. On the other hand, when I need just one or two carrots, isn't it great to go outside and just lift them right out of the dirt?
Well, I don't think you should feel guilty about gardening. I sure don't. It's fun and it's nice. It's a good reason to do it. And I think actually you do save money, especially with herbs. You know, those little packages of herbs, if you buy them in the store, what are they? $2.98, $3.98?
Something like that. And you know what? That's the one thing that I really do know how to grow. I am great at growing herbs. So.
I'm great at growing stuff that does fine on its own with a minimum of intervention from me. We'll have pictures of Nancy's square foot garden, and I'll take a vanity shot of my robust garlic. And also, can I get a picture of the topsy-turvy tomato plant?
Yes, it has no tomatoes yet.
And you can find all that at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought, because it really, really works. With Nancy.
Back to the land.
Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.